KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Minister of Higher Education Buti Manemela says he'll meet soon with management at the Durban University of Technology to review progress following investigations into governance issues. On Friday, Labour authorities halted a multi-million rand construction project at the institution. They requested more documentation from the project consultant amid reports that they may have been operating without a valid permit. The varsity says it submitted the necessary documents and is waiting for feedback. Manemela says a meeting with DUT's council has been scheduled, focusing on ensuring clean governance in infrastructure and supply chain matters.
I'll be looking forward to a meeting with the council to get a briefing on progress as it relates to the implementation of some of the reports, investigations reports on those issues. And I must emphasize that most of the universities, the allegations against corruption have got absolutely nothing to do with learning and teaching. It's about infrastructure, building, supply chain management. And I think it's quite unfortunate that we've had all these reports that relates to bad governance. And that's something that we will be looking at.
Manemela was addressing the media yesterday. Now, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is due to appear before the Durban High Court this morning. The daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing charges of inciting terrorism and public violence during the 2021 public riots in KZN and Gauteng. The state believes several inflammatory posts made on social media platform X fueled the civil unrest and looting. Newswatch's Nashira Sadial reports.
Zuma Sambudla last appeared in court in March, where it was revealed that her trial would likely proceed in November this year. At that time, her legal team, led by advocate Dali Mpofu, informed the court that they had petitioned the KZN Director of Public Prosecutions to have the charges withdrawn, a request that was denied. Mpofu told the court that they would escalate the matter to National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoy, and that the outcome of that application would be revealed in court today. According to him, the decision could either bring the case to an end or confirm that preparations for the November trial must begin. Meanwhile, the state prosecutor, who previously requested a postponement for today's pre-trial conference, told the court that the state is ready to proceed with the trial. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eastern Cape Education is probing a suspected food poisoning incident at a high school in Mthatha. 131 pupils from Gobisizwe Agricultural School rushed to hospital yesterday, apparently after eating a meal of rice and tin fish. The department spokesperson, Sianda Mnamanana, says three learners are still being monitored in hospital.
The kids exhibited symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, abdominal pains, and seizures. We acted swiftly to ensure that the outbreak at the school is contained and that the lives of those kids are saved.
And a storm has made landfall in China after pummeling Taiwan as a typhoon. Podol slammed into Taiwan's Taitung County yesterday with winds of more than 170 kilometers per hour. Over 100 people were injured. A fisherman was swept away and the central and southern regions battered by heavy rains and flooding. Back home, we've got a high of 24 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay and Maritzburg, 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, we'll hear from the weekend special Apele Lefasi ahead of the match between the Springboks and the Wallabies. Wins for Kaizer Chiefs, Durban City and Golden Arrows in the Premier League, and Sabalenka and Sinner through to the quarterfinals at the Cincinnati Open.